Welcome back to the mountains and the sea, where every 14 days, Christy, we gather under a shroud of secrecy in a dark alley behind one of those convenient Pizza Hut KFC combo restaurants, sporting professional grade headphones to break down, rate, and rank each and every Prince album, B-side, remix, video, live show, and more. This is Josh.
And this is Christy. That was quite the Stephen Colbert intro there. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's like you're about to say, meanwhile.
Meanwhile, on the second half of the Cream Maxi single.
A remix gets some remixes.
Yeah, or like, yeah, a new song is born and then we'll remix that.
Yeah, it's like a new song is born of Cream.
Yes.
And then we're going to remix that a little bit.
A song not about sex gives birth to a new song.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to explore that song.
Yeah.
I don't know. In episode 7 of our deep dive thus far, we covered the first half of the Cream Maxi single. Everything through Get Some Solo.
Uh-huh.
Including segues, phone calls, prankster activity.
That's right.
The prankster gangsters, as I like to call them. Here we have what is side 2 or B of the cassette, since this maxi single only came out on cassette and CD.
Uh-huh.
It's all about doing your dance.
That's right. And Keith Casey Cohen did a remix of Cream, pulling out that whole do your dance line.
I mean, I know he did. Obviously, there's remix elements here, but there's also new vocals and new parts that are not appearing elsewhere on this maxi single, but will appear again later on.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think this is divided into great. Like, it's if you were fortunate enough to have it on a cassette, it made a lot of sense. Side A was kind of the Cream pumped up stuff, and this is almost like the B side is yet another twist.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, and I don't know. So the chorus here is definitely a different take. So I don't know if it was recorded specifically for this song or if maybe Casey pulled it from an alternate recording for Cream and then used that. I don't know if it was sung specifically for this or if it was something else. It would make sense to me that they'd call it Casey's remix if Prince was like, here's all my pile of Cream stuff. Do stuff.
Sounds like you could use an antibiotic and not just a remix, but okay. Yeah, it was obviously sung specifically for something that wasn't Cream.
Right.
There are alternate takes of Cream, one of which is included on the Super Deluxe Edition. This seems to be like the equivalent to Violet the Organ Grinder to Get Off.
Sure. Is
Do Your Dance to Cream.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
As far as like it's in orbit, it's in the same little solar system.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree. I'm not trying to be unfair.
I've never known you to be so.
The mayor of fair.
Okay. We get Javetta Steele contributing some vocals.
A whole lot. I mean, yeah. I was under the impression that Rosie was not on this part at all, but she's credited for vocals and keyboards.
Uh-huh.
But I think what the woman that you hear singing to me is Javetta.
Rosie's credited, it might be because they pulled samples of her other contributions into it.
Maybe so.
She may not have been directly involved.
Maybe so. Her recordings could have been involved or inspired the song. Sure.
Sure.
So this one kicks off with like bright synths and orchestral pads and band chatter. You can hear Sunny mentioned, like the name Sunny is said at 3 seconds into the track as the Game Boys and the other boys in the band are having a convo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's so fresh and happy.
It is very, very happy.
Yeah.
And it sounds very improved, like let's just jam and we'll record it kind of approach.
Right.
Let me push up on it.
14 seconds. Yeah, let me push up on it.
It's fun.
It's like Tony get on the mic, but without...
Specifically calling for Tony?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, or M-I-K-E.
Did I tell you? I don't know if I told you. Yeah, well, I didn't mention it on the show.
Yeah.
That, you know, we made a little fun that M-I-K-E is short for Michael.
Did we make fun or were we just pointing out that it's seems like a misspelling of to an American U.S. English that Mike in the lyrics should be M-I-C, get on the mic.
Right.
Or when I'm on the mic.
Right.
And I guess when I'm on the mic, M-I-K-E could mean something else.
Right. Yes. And that's why it was a little humorous to us. But evidently, either one of those abbreviations, M-I-C or M-I-K-E with a small M for M-I-K-E, would be normal abbreviations for microphone in the UK. I don't know why they would use that particular abbreviation for a US release, but... What I don't know, whatever. No,
Prince was historically British. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Prince was also one to encourage people. He almost screams at the beginning of this, take a chance. The first time he says it's almost like this wild, screamy sung line. Take a chance. And at 22 seconds, the hey, hey, hey that we hear is Javetta Steele, I believe. It does not sound like Rosie Gaines to me at all.
I agree.
The Game Boys get to repeat and repeat. It's time to do your dance.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun. I think when the song takes off at about 33 seconds and all the la-la-las sung by Prince with Move Something behind it is very, very joyful.
Yeah, it's so enjoyable, infectious.
Yeah. It is like... It's a happy song. It's like emoji smiley face.
That's right. Is we're going to get together and jam, and this is our happy place.
Yeah. And we're just going to have a good time.
Yes.
It's got, again, I've said it, I don't know, 18 times in this podcast on Diamonds and Pearls Super Deluxe Edition about how so much of it seems very 60s, 70s. Inspired in a kind of a sneaky way, and this song feels that way too.
Yes.
Prince sings in falsetto at 57 seconds, what I consider, I mean, there aren't really verses and choruses.
No.
There's like the chorus is do your dance, why should you wait any longer, right? He sings, you oughta dance with me in this. I don't know, he takes a while to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a statement. It's not a question. It's like,
oh yeah,
you oughta, babe. Uh-huh. Like, it seems like it should be a question. Like, oh, come on, come dance
you
with me.
Wanna, babe?
Yeah, you wanna, you oughta. Like, it's a beckoning, but it's not a beckoning. It is a, this is what you're going to do.
It's a direct order.
Yeah.
From your captain.
I mean, I'm glad, fun order.
Not one that would be difficult or hard to fulfill. I'm glad to hear you say you also hear him sing, you oughta, babe, you oughta, babe, you oughta dance with me. Lyrics I saw might even be in the Apple Music lyrics say, you oughta be, you oughta be, you oughta dance with me. And I think that's babe. Flat wrong.
I agree.
Flat wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He sings with a lot of power in his voice at 1:05, the do your dance. Do your dance. He does a nice vocal workout on this song that is, once again, effortless, like most of his vocals
Yes.
throughout his career.
Yes. agreed. And at a minute and 15 seconds, there's this really silly little doopy doopy doopy.
Doopy doopy doopy.
And that is used again, or has been previously used, actually previously used, in American in Paris, which is an unreleased song.
Correct.
American in Paris. And in Shockadelica.
I read that.
It appears in both of those.
I heard it and was trying to think, where is that? And then saw, like, down in the secret notes section of Prince Vault, it mentions that. So it's at about 3 minutes and 1 second in Shockadelica, the long version that's on Sign of the Times Super Deluxe. And American in Paris is an unreleased song. It's there at 2 minutes and 31 seconds. So it's not lifted from that, but it's an odd, you know, doopy doopy doopy.
Yeah, I mean, he used it again.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing he revisited, or somehow it ended up here again.
Yep. It's just a nugget of Prince inflection.
That's right. Very fun.
I really love when he sings at a minute 46 seconds, shake it, baby. And then you hear him do a little bass guitar with his voice that is just simply dum, dum. And it's really, really cool. You think that it's a bass guitar and it's just Prince doing everything with his vocals.
Yeah, and then there's a little breakdown at 2 minutes and 11 seconds, and it's just so fab. It's this simple beat, but all these vocal layers.
Yeah, the Do Your Dance over and over again. It's like a combo of Prince and Javetta Steele, just layered upon one another.
Come on! So much fun.
It is. We get the part of the 70s, 60s, 70s band type approach, I think, comes to life at 2 minutes and 29 seconds when he calls out different instruments, right?
Yes.
Listen to the drummer now.
Listen to the drummer. Get on the floor and slam. Listen to the drummer now. Get on the floor and slam. Listen to the drummer. Get on the floor
and slam. Yeah, and it's the beat gets more insistent there, but then they also add this like lighter percussion element. So you get like two layers of stuff happening there. That's just, it's fun.
It is. So he goes from the drummer to listen to the bass now. Mm-hmm. And he again, like, does this thing with his voice where he takes on the personality of listen to the bass now, play it funky for you now. So that happens a couple times. You get to hear Sonny T playing the bass.
Listen to the bass now. Play it funky for you now.
Obviously, we're listening to Michael Bland and probably some lifted, uncredited samples on the drum part. Listen to the guitar. So all these are like anonymous, like it's the instruments, right? But then we get to
that's right.
Tommy Barbarella gets the full name check call out.
That's right. Chopping on the purple axe.
Chop, chop, chopping on the purple axe. Yes.
Very fun. Yes, I was doing just single chop, the final chopping.
The final chopping, right? Who's the final chopping? Rosie, again, I don't think appears in any new form on this track, but she does get a mention after Tommy Barbarella's part. Rosie to be funky, I think, or Rosie do be funky, he says.
Okay. Rosie to be funky. Well, I heard at 3 minutes and 13 seconds, R to the O-S-I-E. There's a spelling, Rosie.
Whoa. On to the
O-S-I-E. Did you not hear the spelling part?
Nope.
Oh, R to the O-S-I-E is how they say it. All right.
That would fit right into the deep commitment to spelling.
Yes,
minus,
in this era.
The word Mike.
It's not incorrect.
Really a fun band jam again, mm-hmm. like 60s, 70s soul influence all over the place. At 4 minutes and 39 seconds, we get more of that kind of improv party thing. Come out of nowhere. Ah, hurt me, hurt me. Uh-huh. Right? Just kind of meaningless filler fun.
Yes.
Harmless fun.
Agreed. Like there's stuff in there that you know they're saying stuff, but you can't.
Yeah, it's way too buried.
Understand it.
It is way too buried.
Yeah.
A little breakdown at the end where the party chatter continues and I'm trying to transcribe it. I think it's Sunny, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Calling out. 1970 was the year. We used to get funky back then. You guys remind me of a band I used to be in. We were some funky brothers.
Uh-huh.
He said. There's also a nice little Easter egg here. Funky Fresh for the 90s repeats at the very end, which is... all over the place, and my name is Prince.
Right.
Further connecting the Cream maxi single to the lead song on Prince and the New Power Generation's next album after Diamonds and Pearls, the Symbol album, Funky Fresh for the 90s.
Very fun. A very long fade as the party goes on without us.
It does. They ride off into the sunset their dance.
Or we're dragged out of the...
Oh, that's true. The police come and shut it down.
I think it's a whole lot easier for the bouncer to drag us out of the party than it is for them to... I don't know, were they on like a hayride sort of situation that they're just driving off?
Oh, maybe so.
they're being drug around town to take the party all over the place.
Maybe so.
I don't know if that's more fun, or I think that's more fun than us getting dragged out. So it's like we did something.
They drive
wrong.
Off. Yeah. It is certainly a funky ride and a fun little unexpected gem on, of all the things I think I would have expected on a Cream maxi single, I don't think a song like this would be one of them. Although, when you break it down and think about the real meaning of Cream, what he's saying, you know, the self-confidence, self-esteem thing, but he's also now passing it on.
Right.
Like Cream is written for himself. Do your dance is kind of the gift to everybody else.
Uh-huh. Go and do.
Do what you do.
Yeah. Do your dance. Be unafraid and unapologetic.
Yeah. And he's like, basically says that everybody's got something that they know how to do. If you want to do it, baby, I could get with you.
Uh-huh.
So as long as you're you are your authentic self, then I'm there for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Very fun. Then we have House Bangers.
House Bangers.
Production and mixing was by Junior Vasquez. We've talked about his mixes in the past for Prince, Round and Round, Thieves in the Temple, Hot Thing, Shake. He's worked with Prince several times, many, many artists. He's one of the most like popular, well-known DJs. Mm-hmm. And then there was Curtis Frasca, who was a recording engineer. And I'm like, I haven't heard that name. I'm going to go look him up just for fun. So he was a recording engineer for a long time.
Okay.
And then he and his wife founded Verse Music Group in 2010.
Okay.
And they purchased intellectual property rights to music related assets. So they bought catalogs of music, basically, which I'm like, mixed feelings about. Like, okay, we want the artists to keep it as an asset and be able to license songs, but also sometimes that can be cumbersome and hard for artists do. So sometimes it makes sense for them to be able to sell it to a company like this. And then they turned around, they bought a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And then they turned around and sold it to BMG in 2015 for an undisclosed amount of money.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And they like made it a point to like buy important catalogs from the past.
No, like, no examples known of what those are?
No.
I have mixed feelings too, but typically that happens like when an art, we've seen it a lot recently with mature artists who are ready to retire and like cash in now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you don't want or don't trust the people who are left to manage it properly and you want to put it in the hands of something else. It's like George Lucas selling Star Wars to Disney.
Sure. I mean, that was probably a good gamble on his part. You know, he made a whole lot of money and was able to, you know, put stipulations around how it was used.
And continue on as an advisor also for how it's done. Yep. House Bangers. So it's not even Cream House Bangers Mix. It's just called House Bangers. It sounds like a teenage prank.
Sure.
Tree teepeers. And you guys go and be the house bangers.
Okay. Yeah, that house beat kicks in pretty early.
It is aptly named, right? You got the kick drum, the open hi-hat, which is the signature to me of house music is the hi-hat never closes.
Uh-huh.
Know, over and over again.
Yeah. Boots and cats and boots and cats.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
A do your dance refrain along with it's time to do your dance over and over again.
Yeah, there's some of these echoey finger snaps. Those are really fun.
Do your dance. It's time to do your dance. It's time to do your dance.
There are, and there's whistle blowing also.
Yeah, like in unpredictable measures in the right channel.
Yes.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We do get the doopy doopy doopy.
Yes. It's like you get little bits and pieces of the non-verse, non-choruses from Do Your Dance that are sort of partially used throughout this mixture, throughout this mix, I should say. There's a repeating synth line at a minute and 56 seconds that I think is really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of an organ sound, and it's a very Junior Vasquez sound to me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could, at least with Prince's music, you could hear his involvement, I think.
Sure.
At 2 minutes and 8 seconds, there's a breakdown that's very similar to some of the My Name is Prince remixes that were actually handled by Keith Casey Cohen. So I think that both of these guys had a hand, you know, in crafting this, even though Junior Vasquez gets
the credit
here. Yeah. That band call out that we mentioned before is like partially here now. Like you don't get the listen to the bass now, but you do get play it funky for you now at 2 minutes and 15 seconds. I went back and listened to Madonna's Vogue. Because I'm like, these, it sounds an awful lot like Vogue in places. And I don't know if that's because it really is similar or because they're just both 90s house style music.
Oh, well, from what I know of Junior Vasquez, he probably would have been involved at least somewhat in the kind of drag house things that led to Vogue, because that very much came from club and queer culture.
Yeah.
So it's very much what those areas were doing in the 80s. And it got pulled forward and pulled mainstream by remixes by Junior Vasquez and mm-hmm. Vogue and stuff like that. All of those things kind of came into popular culture yeah. where they had been in an underground scene previously.
That makes sense. So. Interestingly, if I just race over to Wikipedia and look up Madonna's Vogue and did a search for Junior, footnote number 201 on the page credits him.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That really makes sense. If you ever wanted to see some of the origins of that kind of stuff, there's a show called Pose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was very much like black drag queen trans culture in New York in the 80s. And like how they dealt with the HIV outbreak and all of that stuff, but also how they like struggled to live their lives and how they expressed themselves, and a lot of the house music that we heard becoming really popular in the early 90s and very mainstream in the early 90s came from that place. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting watch.
Also, according to page6.com, an article in 2018 has an interview with Junior Vasquez where he opens up about his tumultuous past with Madonna. He did do remix work for her and misses being pals with her, according to this article.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, I will find that that you've mentioned and put it on our social media. You can find us on Facebook, The Mountains and the Sea, a Prince podcast. You can find us on Twitter at TMATS, TMATS podcast. If you don't do the socials, you can send me an email, tmatspodcast@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to shoot you a link to whatever it is that you're looking for.
There are many elements of KC's remix that we get in here, including 3 minutes and 33 seconds, Funky Fresh for the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lots of the band chatter right after that we heard at the end of Do Your Dance.
KC's yeah, that remix. Whole reminiscing about 1970 in the yeah. band. It's a little more clear.
It is.
To hear here.
Hear, hear. I agree.
Yes. Yeah, hear, hear. Yep.
Some new stuff, including a really cool breakdown at 3 minutes and 52 seconds mm-hmm. with the Game Boys improvising another chant.
Slapping
the skins. Yes. So great.
Uh-huh. Very, very fun.
Yeah.
And I did really like how there was some chaos.
Oh, yeah.
And Prince's falsetto really kind of shines when it's placed on top of this chaos. You'd think it would be lost, but it wasn't. It was very effective.
Yeah.
Unpredictable.
Sure. Some of the like the referee whistle that we heard in the right channel mm-hmm. that happens at the end of the song. And we get some like weird echoes on some of the beats as it draws to a close mm-hmm. too, before we do get a very abrupt beat, an abrupt ending, I should say.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a goofy ending. Like, I mean, musically goofy. I think that's okay. Fair.
I just said that it was a level of brevity that I'm unaccustomed to when it comes to a Junior Vasquez mix.
That is true. Actually, this whole single, there aren't, I mean, Do Your Dance pushes over the 5-minute mark, but there's not a lot of lingering on the same loops or lines, you know.
Sure.
So it does get right to the exploring, which I can appreciate a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. Up next, we have Q in Doubt recording engineer David Freelander, aka Chronic Freeze, worked on this one. We've talked about him before. He's also worked on Pandemonium by the Time, Graffiti Bridge, T.C. Ellis tracks on the Love Symbol album. Then he also worked with Eric Leeds, George Clinton, Mavis Staples, and many others.
A Paisley Park staple, you might say. Not to be confused with Mavis.
Right.
Right. This is called an instrumental?
I mean, I guess, because I guess the vocals that are used here kind of perform as instruments.
Sure. Yeah. But, I mean, there are plenty of samples and that kind of stuff, so I would say it's not without the human voice.
Right. Exactly.
So, instrumental.
I mean, it starts with a whole a cappella singing.
Yeah.
Cue and out instrumental
do
starts,
your dance.
starts with a cappella singing.
Yeah. The whole thing is unexpected. So, I mean, it's oddly labeled, but it's still, it doesn't take away from the fun, right? But yeah, we get Prince and Javetta's chorus of do your dance, come on now. And it's time to do your dance, in case you didn't know what time it was. But then a super jazzy kind of house beat with muted guitar playing, muted guitar solo, Game Boys chanting, move something. Another like improv chant. We get a little bit of swearing.
No.
37 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
No S man.
Yeah.
There's also a little throwback to the latest fashion rap from Graffiti Bridge by Prince. At 51 seconds, we hear Nobody Funky Like Me.
You kind of realize how much of the melody of Cream comes from the lyrics, because I can recognize that some of the guitar is the same as it is in Cream. And yet I'm like, well, why am I not hearing the melody? Well, because the melody comes from the
Lyrics.
The vocals and the lyrics more so than the instrumentation, which is interesting. And I kind of only really realized that because there was this little video that I watched of a guitar teacher kind of analyzing and trying to copy Prince playing the guitar at the 2004 Unplugged, where he played the Cream.
And he played super, the Cream?
Yes. Where he played Cream. Sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I just like it. What are you going to play? I'm going to play the Cream. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, so he's like, Prince makes it just like look effortless. He's like, he's playing with the audience. He's having such a good time. He's playing this and it doesn't sound complicated. And here's this guitar teacher just like struggling to like figure it out. He's like, it shouldn't be this hard. And it was very fun to see him. And he's like, he'd almost have it and be like, I see how you did that, thinking that it would sound like what Prince did, but it doesn't. So it really made me realize listening to that and him like struggling with it and really kind of concentrating on the guitars as he's talking about it, how much the melody really comes from the vocals. So and you kind of get that here too.
And how much obviously personality Prince brings to the song with his singing and delivery.
Right.
Man, lots of fun guitar noodling throughout this thing. A minute and 29 seconds. There's a little breakdown with some guitar noodling. We get somebody. Is it Prince? Is it Tommy Barbarella? Playing piano at a minute and 46 seconds, which is just awesome.
It's fast and fun. It feels improvised.
It feels like it's like not purposefully flat, a little flat, like odd chords that just work, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Wanna
And then kind of again, the vocals are here to make you feel like it's a party. But it's this one's kind of interesting because the way the vocals are layered in here, it kind of makes you feel like you're on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get okay. to hear this and then there's a rowdy audience nearby.
Okay. Yeah. You kind of hear what the band hears.
Yeah. And it seemed really fun. Like it kind of pulls you in. Like, look, you're on stage. You're on stage. This is what it's like to hear the audience.
Yeah. Give that
excited.
Energy back to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm. You get a little taste of the ethereal mix beat, which is the next track, but it's in this one from 3 minutes and 9 seconds to 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Obviously, all these songs are related and kind of just enhance different parts of the bass song, whatever that might be, if it's Do Your Dance or not. So that's kind of a neat thing to hear. And there's like just crazy banging on the piano at 3 minutes and 19 seconds. And it rolls down into a quiet part at the end at 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Yeah.
There's a little piano line in that breakdown at the end at about 3 minutes and 50 seconds that is very similar or the same to remixes of Elephant Box that we've covered before. It's like this, It's in the full pass mix of Elephant Box at 4 minutes and 19 seconds to 4 minutes and 22 seconds. It's also in the dub box remix of Elephant Box from 3 minutes and 3 seconds to 3 minutes and 11 seconds. That's another, I think we mentioned that when we covered Graffiti Bridge and got to Ingrid Chavez's album, and she has two like mega maxi singles, Elephant Box being one of them. The other was Hippie Blood.
Right. Because I think those came out a little later, more contemporaneous with this.
Yes, than connected to Graffiti Bridge.
Right. But we talked about it then because she was in Graffiti Bridge.
Correct.
Oh, interesting. Super cool. I mean, and it reminds you how close really they are.
Yeah. Like you don't have to veer far off. Prince doesn't.
No.
To be like that. That's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the other song. No, it's not. It's new.
Right? Or, you know, what would be good here is this other little thing that I've done.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all built from libraries of his own stuff. Plus, who knows what uncredited samples are involved also, like we've talked about on the first half of the EP or maxi single, I guess, if you want to call it that.
For sure.
Yep. But it rolls right into, if you listen to the CD, they roll into one another and are kind of timed, where if you're, you know, clapping to a beat for Cue and Doubt, it rolls into Ethereal Mix right on time. One thing we didn't, and I didn't mention it because I couldn't figure it out, is what does the title mean? Cue in Doubt.
I have no idea.
Cue could be question. I've read in a couple places that around this time, Quincy Jones had kind of said Prince isn't a real good piano player. And since there is piano in this, maybe it's an answer to that. But that seems like a little bit of a stretch. I don't know. Cue in Doubt.
I have no idea.
Me either.
As you said, it rolls right into the Ethereal Mix. Again, Dave Friedlander edited this track.
Yeah, this to me is just a straight continuation of, it's like there's a track marker here, but Cue and Doubt, Ethereal Mix, one big long song split with a track separation.
Sure.
Essentially.
Sure.
We get synths and a tambourine up front with this deep house beat. This is truly like the instrumental.
Right, exactly.
Though it's not labeled that at all.
Right. Yeah, there's these organs that it kind of shifts. I can see why they put the track break, because it does get a little more brooding here.
Yes, it does. That's a great word to describe it. It gets like very anticipatory, and there's this pent up energy that's mm-hmm. coming out. It's less joy, I would say, and more, fair. I don't want to say fear, but more like uncertainty.
Sure.
With the calamity of the song.
Yes, I agree. There's some interesting backed mask sounds. Mm-hmm. They happen several times yeah. and with different sounds. Over the course of time, 27 seconds, 31 seconds,
yeah,
43 seconds, 47 seconds, 58 seconds. We get a variety of either they get repeated or they're different, but they get backmasked. And they, again, that adds to that kind of unsettling, brooding sort of feel to this part.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The sun is definitely set on the unreserved joy that is in the first few tracks.
That's right. It can't last.
Yeah. There's a little break from 53 seconds to 57 seconds where you can sing along, ooh, slapping the skins. And I always do as I'm out walking, listening to the song. And the neighbors are wondering, why is this man talking about slapping skins? And would he just get off my lawn, please?
Before that, at 36 seconds, there's these rising sounds that they're almost mm-hmm. orchestral in yep. nature, but they're not. And they sound like the THX sound to me.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, almost
so
like
if you went to the movies in the 90s uh-huh. and you're, that yes. kind of thing. It sounds like the THX sound to me.
Yeah. I thought of it as almost like the older original Mac startup sound, too.
Oh, sure.
It is like you're about to witness something amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
A little bit of Middle Eastern sitar type playing here, too, at a minute and 15 seconds. Got a really deep, almost distorted house beat going on. It is like pushed to clipping levels. If you look at the waveform of the song, uh-huh. I think it's purposely mixed that way because it is the beat is super loud, almost so loud in the mix that it's too loud for the medium to handle mm-hmm. almost.
Yeah.
That same piano line I mentioned at the end of Cue and Doubt reappears here from 2 minutes and 13 seconds to 2 minutes and 29 seconds. Mm-hmm. And I swear it is borrowed from the Elephant Box full pass mix and the Elephant Box dub box mix.
Okay. There's some really repetitive keys that happen here for a while, and they kind of shift to this minor chord. They're the same for a while, and then they shift to a minor chord. And it really adds to that kind of unsettling, like it's almost upsetting change that we've got going on here. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit different.
Yep. The reason it's called ethereal mix, I mm-hmm. think it's because of those kind of environmental, airy synth sounds, and you can hear them at 3 minutes and 37 seconds, especially. And those sounds are very, very similar to the opening few seconds of My Name is Prince, also pulled straight from here.
Yes, I called it soundscape.
Yeah.
And it shakers. Is.
Soundscapes and shakers.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it closes with one final prank call.
One for the Gipper.
That's right. And this is the first one where I'm not certain that it was staged.
Okay.
Because they call a woman.
Yes.
And she keeps asking, who is this? I hear your brother is in the band. Mm-hmm. And this one, he didn't specify Prince or the New Power Generation.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Have you heard the new single, Cream?
I love it. I think it's great. I like the song. It's me.
Okay. I hear that your brother is in his band.
Who is this?
He just launches right into, have you heard the new single, Cream? He doesn't say, good day. How are you today? I'm taking a survey. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to the radio?
Yeah.
You know, or if it was said, it was edited out.
Right.
What we hear.
Right. And that's kind of what makes me think, like, maybe this was the first one that they've recorded and they put it at the end because it's almost like a blooper.
Yes, it is.
Like, yeah.
Because not only does he say your brother's in his band, and then that's when they start to lose it. Other people in the studio.
Yeah, right? well, who is this? And she's like annoyed, but also a little amused.
Yes.
Because she has a good idea of who it is, I think. And then the other people start laughing. Who is that?
Yeah, I know. She can hear all of them. I know you're not alone, you dummy. And they also say, regarding her brother in the band, he's been having a little trouble, and that's when they really start laughing. So who knows what that's in reference to? Or did he lose a bet, and we're going to call your sister if you don't do this?
Yep.
Yeah, this poor woman on the other line can only keep repeating. She does kind of, you can hear her smiling, but who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Okay, he's been having a little trouble, and... Hello? Okay, we gotta go now. Have a nice night, okay?
Who is that?
Goodbye.
I know this is somebody at Paisley Park, but is it Prince? I don't know. Yeah. That's what she wants to know. Am I talking to Prince or am I not?
Yeah.
And then he's okay, gotta go now. And I'm like, yeah, now that you messed up the call, you were bad at the prank calls. And he never identifies, just a cheeky goodbye.
Yes, and then he hangs up and there's a dial tone, which doesn't happen.
Not anymore. No. I mean, and it didn't always used to happen. Sometimes it would happen, but...
But that dial tone gets louder, too. The hang up, the dial tone, and then it increases in volume before it comes to an end. And that's the close of the Cream maxi single. Who knew that doing your dance and getting on top and you will cop involves...
Prank calls.
Prank calls.
I don't know. But now that we've talked for quite some time about this maxi single between our last episode and this one, it's time for us to make some selections.
We did not make selections in the last episode because we only covered half the maxi single. So now that we've covered the whole thing, we get to reveal our selections, not our picks. Right. I almost said our picks.
No. I mean, we could start calling them that.
No, I think Selections has this, I don't know, this sophisticated wine tasting feel to it I appreciate a lot.
Did you swirl it around your cup and sniff it before you made your selection?
I did. I took it in and let the aroma just waft around my face for a while.
Okay. Well, in case you don't recall, we choose three things. We choose a time capsule, something that exemplifies when the material was recorded or when it was released. All of that's pretty close here. The sea, the low point, the mountain, the high point. These are my silly rules, so I'm going to go first. The time capsule for me is the prank phone calls, because you just can't do that anymore. So it's really kind of a hearkening back to a bygone era to hear them, because everybody has caller ID now. You don't answer phone numbers that you don't recognize.
Correct. It's hard to prank call someone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the rotary phone from the soundboard.
Oh my gosh.
In Paisley Park.
Yep.
Good choice. My time capsule was Things Have Gotta Change.
Okay.
Tony M's rap dates this in the Prince catalog firmly, you know, between 1990-ish and 1992, his involvement. And this is him having, you know, his own stage again. Kind of got that on the New Power Generation maxi single from Graffiti Bridge. And obviously he got the spotlight a lot in Diamonds and Pearls and the following album, the Love Symbol album. So his presence. Spotlight and presence is my time capsule.
That's fair. The C for me is the ethereal mix, because in the words of Tony M, the hell that have to do with Crane?
That's fair, because it is like it's venturing off, right? If Voyager 1 took off and, you know, circled around Cream for a bit, and then we got the Cream NPG mix, and then it ventured into the outer realms of the solar system, it would pass the ethereal mix last.
Sure. Yeah, right before it quit sending anything back to us.
Yes, it's like, all I can tell you is gibberish now. Not for me, though.
That's fine.
My C is the NPG remix of Cream.
Oh.
Because Cream is cool because of its simplicity, like you just talked to with the acoustic performance, and its sultriness, right? There's some quietness to it that makes it kind of laid back and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
While I don't think the NPG mix is bad, it just smothers the original in layers and layers that turn into just kind of a loud mess at times to me.
Okay.
So it's my least favorite part of the EP, and it's the most connected to the album version. So call me a weirdo on the maxi single. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. All right. So the mountain, I really kind of struggled with this because there's so much to really enjoy here. The NPG mix gives us kind of what we expect in a remix, even if you didn't like love it. The whole thing builds upon itself from one track to the next and does unexpected things. Do your dance and then remixes that. And it's so creative and unusual, but I kind of loved the video.
Oh,
I thought that even though some of the story took too long and it was a little silly and a little cheesy, it was a fun thing to do with the video. It kind of made it stand out on MTV.
Yeah.
And then the performance part of the Cream video is spectacular.
You are correct there.
So that was my video, or my mountain was the video.
Excellent choice. I'll have a hard time with the videos just because of my relation to videos, which will make our next episode real difficult for me. But my mountain, I stuck with the music, and it's the Do Your Dance KC's remix. Mm-hmm. I thought that it's just like the very definition of Prince early 90s maxi singles, where he takes a tiny part of an album track and explores it to its limit, dreaming up completely different songs as a result. And so, like I mentioned, between Do Your Dance and Violet the Organ Grinder from the Get Off maxi single, we got two of the best non-album Prince tracks that found an outlet for a release that are worthy of being on an album too.
Absolutely.
And I think that's probably the best two of the entire decade, really, although universal love mix of space would give it a run for its money. But there's some great stuff on this EP, so I couldn't venture away from it for a video. I had to stick with one of the songs.
That's super fair.
So as I mentioned just moments ago, the next time we're back in 14 short days, it's Diamond and Pearls videos time. Mm-hmm. We are covering, at least up to this part of the podcast, Diamonds and Pearls in the order in which it was unveiled to the world in 1991. The videos are next. We've already covered the commercially released videos for Get Off and, of course, Cream, your favorite. Uh-huh. Now it's time for the videos for Diamonds and Pearls, for Willing and Able, for Insatiable, and also Money Don't Matter Tonight, that all got proper releases on VH1 and MTV. And yes, we know there are other videos from the album, but those weren't seen until late 1992 on the Diamonds and Pearls video collection, which we'll get to eventually, but it's going to be a few episodes, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So up next is another 4-song episode, but not so much focused on the music, but the video, which makes editing a podcast, I'm sure, somewhat challenging.
Oh,
but I have no doubt you can pull it off.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fine. It'll be fun. The social media will be real busy for the couple weeks after that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. We know you make a choice when you listen to us. We don't just come on the radio. You really do download us, put us in your ears, take us along for whatever adventures you are listening to us, probably in headphones for. So we really appreciate it. If you have a friend who you have not yet told about the show, please do share it with them, because it is more fun when you can listen with a friend. And until next time, happy purple listening.
See you at the KFC Pizza Hut combo restaurant soon.
I waited to hit record till after you cleared your throat. Yay.
You got lots of spit to share.
Oh, goody. Now I don't have... Oh.